Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today across Israel is sunny and warm, perfect for those heading outdoors. In Jerusalem, it's a bright and clear day, while Tel Aviv enjoys mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. Haifa is experiencing similar conditions, making it a pleasant day by the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports from earlier this hour that the reservist fighter was seriously injured in southern Lebanon. This happened amid preparations for withdrawal and political agreements. Also, The Times of Israel notes that the U.S. indirectly warned Iran earlier this hour. They feared Israel might attempt to assassinate top Iranian negotiators. Also this hour, Ynet highlighted a report from earlier today. The U.S. was concerned Israel would target Iran's foreign minister and parliament speaker during peace talks. Separately, the Australian Jewish News shared 4 hours ago that every Jew, regardless of politics, is part of our people. The report warns against personal attacks within the community. And finally, JTA reports from earlier today that Jewish groups plan to protest Ben-Gvir's potential arrival in NYC. Officials say he hasn't made plans to attend yet. Reaction has been swift on social media. Iris, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that calling Israel a burden on humanity while supporting the Iranian regime is hypocritical. She argues the real burden is the alliance aiming to destroy Israel. Ambassador Mike Huckabee wrote 23 minutes ago about Hadassah, a health center founded by Jewish women over 10 years ago. He defends it as a top health institution serving all faiths and urges critics to find other issues to address. Arsen Ostrovsky, an advocate, posted earlier today that Australian Jewish leaders see the Israel-Lebanon-US agreement as a chance for lasting peace. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in southern Lebanon. Waller reports that a reservist fighter was critically injured amid withdrawal preparations. This comes during a politically sensitive time, raising security concerns among officials about Hezbollah's potential threats. The incident underscores the fragile situation along the border. Turning to the diplomatic developments, the Times of Israel reveals that the U.S. expressed concerns to Iran about potential Israeli assassinations. These fears centered on key Iranian figures during peace negotiations. Such tensions reflect the delicate balance in international talks and the high stakes involved. Meanwhile, Ynet's report from earlier today adds more context. It highlights Washington's worries about Israeli actions against Iranian negotiators. This underscores the complexity of the peace process and the need for cautious diplomacy. Separately, the Australian Jewish News discusses unity within the Jewish community. The piece emphasizes that divisive rhetoric can harm communal bonds. It's a call for maintaining respect despite political differences. And regarding Ben-Gvir's possible visit to NYC, JTA notes Jewish groups intend to protest. This highlights the ongoing controversy surrounding his positions and the impact on international relations. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Belgian cyber unicorn Aikido has acquired Israeli startup Root for up to $10 to million. This move will expand Aikido's AI security efforts and bring a new development center to Israel. Separately, Israel Hayom Business shares a development in the baby food poisoning case. The cheap and big chain in Jerusalem resumes operations after investigations cleared them of wrongdoing. And finally, Globes highlights that the tax authority has increased its revenue forecast for the Israel Citizens Fund. It's now expected to generate up to $75 billion from natural gas reserves, boosting the national economy. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.